Once again, the United States F-22 fighter jet is in the news. This time it has shot down an unidentified object over northern Canada. 1 week ago, if you remember, the F-22 shot down a Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina. I have made a video on it. I'll put the link of that video in the top right corner. In that video, I have also explained briefly about the F-22 fighter jet, what are its strengths and weaknesses. So if you're interested in knowing that, please watch that video. So this time the US fighter jet has shot down an unidentified cylindrical object. Here is the tweet of Canadian President Justin Trudeau, where he has personally ordered North American Aerospace Defense Command, which is called NORAD, to take down the unidentified object which was flying over the Canadian territory of Yukon. Now the interesting point over here is that they have used the word unidentified cylindrical object. The previous incident, which occurred a week ago, there the US government clearly said it was a Chinese spy balloon. But over here, the Canadian government is saying it is an unidentified object. Now, whenever we hear the word unidentified, the first thing that comes to our mind is UFO. Unidentified flying object. With UFO, the next thing that quickly comes to our mind is aliens. But before we jump into any conclusion, let me also tell you some of the details about this object given by Pentagon. According to them, this object is the size of a small car. It was flying at about 40,000 feet and could not be maneuvered and appeared to be unmanned. The US and Canadian forces have recovered the wreckage and they are now analyzing it. So this is the narrative of the Canadian government as well as NORAD. Now I do not have any high definition image of that unidentified object. This is all I've got. Along with these images, I can only ask you to imagine whatever description the Pentagon has given. But then one thing is sure, that F-22 has been used. That means the United States is not only protecting their own skies, but Canada's too. I have said this before in one of my videos and I will say it again. Canada listens to United States in every aspect, be it economically, militarily, everything. Yes, of course, Canada has its own flag and sovereignty, but they don't decide their foreign and military policies themselves. Even Canada's internal policies to a lot extent is very much controlled by the US government. Have you seen the strength of Canadian Armed Forces? It roughly has around 70 to 75,000 people. Such a vast country with tiny population, and the strength of their military is almost non-existent. Do you think that is called a sovereign country? Canada only exists because the United States allows it to do so. And if at all Canada ever goes against the wishes of United States, it will no longer be a country. But nevertheless, on face value, yes, Canada has its own flag and it is an independent country. Even the Canadian minister Michael Chong has similar views like mine. Now, whatever that I've said, if it doesn't make sense to you, then why is United States F-22 fighter jets are shooting balloons down for Canada? And more importantly, if you read about North American Aerospace Defense Command, it is a joint organization for both United States and Canadian forces. But the interesting thing here is that they have used F-22 jets. And it is not at all a coincidence, because just 1 week ago, the same plane was used to bring down a Chinese balloon. F-22 is a top-end expensive jet. It roughly takes more than $80,000 to operate this jet for 1 hour in the sky. NORAD already has Royal Canadian Air Force squadrons such as 409 Tactical Fighter Squadron, which is called Nighthawks, and 425 Tactical Fighter Squadron. And both the squadrons uses CF-18 Hornet, which is a twin-engine multi-role fighter aircraft used by the Royal Canadian Air Force. The CF-18 Hornet is equipped with a variety of weapons including air-to-air missiles, air-to-ground missiles, and a 20mm cannon. And based on publicly available information, the hourly operating cost of a CF-18 Hornet can range from $10,000 to $30,000 per hour. If you see, CF-18 Hornet was a better option compared to F-22. With F-22, they again use these expensive missiles. So it is not at all a coincidence. There is a very specific reason why F-22 has been used back-to-back in less than 1 week. Because looking at these two missions, using an F-22 Raptor for shooting balloons and unidentified objects is seriously an overkill. Now let's look at the images of the UFO again. Now I'm not suggesting that these have aliens, but any kind of flying object that we human do not understand, we will term it as UFO. Now if you look at these images, some may say it looks like a hot air balloon in the shape of an aircraft. But then you know what the irony is? Today when we have technology that gives us clear images of other planets and even universe, but then when it comes to having an image of these things, this is the best we get. So this is where things become more suspicious. Is the government intentionally not giving us clear images, or the government is planning up some narrative? Last week it was Chinese spy balloon. This time it is an UFO with no country name attached. So this is where things become sketchy. Is the United States government up to something? Are they trying to build a new narrative to cover up the whole Ukraine mess? Last year, if you remember, they said Russians are the aggressor. Before that, they left Afghanistan and they said everything is fine while handing over the entire country to Taliban. And now, after 1 year of drama, who is going to be next? Chinese or aliens? Anyways, jokes apart, as per my analysis, I feel the reason United States government has used F-22 Raptor back-to-back in less than a week is because they created an opportunity to showcase the operational capabilities of F-22 jet and Sidewinder missile at high altitudes.
Oh yeah! Here we go, baby! Get him!
As you may know, last year during the Russia-Ukraine war, the Su-57 has been used. And we all know that F-22 does not have any combat record as of now. Plus, it has been in service for almost 2 decades. 20 years and no combat experience. So how do you market a 5th-generation stealth aircraft that has no combat experience? Ideally, the United States should have sent it to Ukraine against the Russian jets. In fact, the initial purpose of developing F-22 was to intercept Russians. Rather than sending it to Ukraine and putting it up for a dogfight against the Russian aircrafts, this is comparatively a better and harmless way of showcasing high-altitude operational capabilities of F-22. And that is also the reason now the US Air Force has put a balloon-shaped decal on the side of F-22 Raptor, showcasing their first air-to-air kill. So this is the whole story.